Teacher, it's a slap in the face this year. I've relearned how to do my job twice, moving to teaching entirely online, and trying to teach 2 years worth of learning in one, with children off self-isolating. I've increased my costs, to provide my own computer and internet for hours a day, to ensure I can do my job. I've increased my stress levels. I have tried to reassure children that they will be safe in school, while reiterating that they are not allowed to see friends and family out of school. I've shivered while teaching, opening windows to ensure classroom ventilation when the heating will not be turned up any further. I've continued to work 70 hours a week. I want learning to retain motivation and interest, and I try to progress children in line with government and Ofsted expectations. My union has thanked me for keeping schools covered secure, the reason the National Education Union, NEU, gives for why there should be no fight back. I know there's nothing secure about it, just disinfectant and luck. I've done all that, because we're in a pandemic. Everyone has to do things differently. But to be rewarded with a pay cut, it's a slap in the face. It's not a pay freeze, as the government likes to term it. Supermarkets are announcing record profits and big business will try to recoup losses by increasing anything they can. My pay will mean less. The media has used schools, teachers, and education staff as a political football all year. Now I'm told that I'm worthless too. I don't need to be told that I'm lucky, as a teacher, to have secure employment with an income that means that I can afford food and a home. That's not luck. That's from workers fighting for decent pay and conditions. That's what everyone should have as a minimum. Cutting public sector pay does nothing to help those on zero-hour contracts or who have lost their jobs. Everyone should be paid a wage that means they can afford to live and not just survive. Workers across the private and public sectors need to push their unions to fight back 15 U-turns already under their well-paid belts. There is no reason why we should let the Tories get away with this. We need an immediate day of coordinated action to launch a campaign of strike action against this pay robbery. A Bristol teacher